Let's look in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1. There are some verses I'm going to read that will give us a foundation on celebrating Christ this morning. In Luke chapter 1, after the Lord had dealt with Mary, she sung a song. But there are 12 steps of magnification that you can use the rest of your life to magnify Christ. All of them begin with the word, deal with the word shall. Shall mean command. It also interrelated with the word will. So shall, command, will. Because I'm going to teach you an aspect of how to enjoy Christ throughout the whole year. It is more than a celebration today. I'll share with you in a few moments why it's more than a celebration. Now, in Luke 1:46, you say, well, you had a lot of guys could preach. Not this morning. And Mary said, what did she say? Underline that aspect of my soul does magnify the Lord. Notice she said next. I'm going to get it out. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. 46, she's talking about her soul. Said her soul magnified the Lord. And then she said her soul, her spirit rejoiced in God my Savior. And the 48th voice explained why she's so excited that God in his goodness was willing to give his son through her to the world. She recognized her inadequacies. Yes, sir. And she said in this verse, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. That make me think about me. How about you? Yes, for behold, from where henceforth all generations are called and blessed. Now, let's go back in that same chapter. Say amen.
Amen.
Go back in that same chapter. I want to show you something. And look at the 26th verse. An angel foretell of Jesus' birth. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail. Now I want you to think about it as Christmas, a statement about to be made. And if you're a Christian, how many Christians we got in the house? This statement is being made to you. You're highly favored. Always remember that. That because of what God did for me through Christ, I am highly favored. Say it to yourself.
I am highly favored.
When things look like they're not going to work out right, grab your birthright. That the favor that was placed on Mary when you were born again and birthed into the family of God, that same favor was placed on you, never to leave you, forever. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, and no matter what's waiting on you, always remember that by the grace of God, I'm highly favored. Mary knew she didn't deserve that position. But God chose her. Whatever position you're in, I'm in. We don't deserve it. But God chose to give it to us. God chose you to be his wife. See? You see what I'm saying? It's a gift from God. It's a grace. And so sometime through the hustle and bustle, we forget. Every one of us, no matter what your shortcomings are, because you're in Christ, you still got high favor. I don't want to get stuck there, but that's a powerful point that he spoke to Mary. And so I'm going to tell you what we're going to do in a few moments. I want to show you something from the scriptures. You willing to see it?
Yes.
All right, he said to her, she's highly favored. And Oh, y'all about to give me some tea and stuff. Y'all feeling sorry for me.
It's all good,
it's all good. 127. I'm not going to quit till I finish, though. And the angel came unto her and said unto her, thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Suppose we know that. You can't knew that. You have to know that. And then he said, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Now this girl was not in doubt like Zachariah. She just couldn't keep up with this thing. Sometimes the Lord blessing, you can't keep up with it. Sometimes the Lord, and I want you to experience this. I'm about to say something. Sometimes the Lord bless you nervously.
Yes.
The Lord blessing start coming on, you get nervous. I mean, you can't, your mind and your natural understanding can't handle it. But the Lord is so good, isn't he?
So good.
Nervous blessing is due you as a child of God. Blessing that you cannot explain. Matter of fact, today I'm prophesying over you. You're going to receive some nervous blessing. You're not going to be able to explain it. It's God. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Blessing you can't explain. God is good.
Yes, he is.
How many of y'all know God's good? How many of y'all have ever had a blessing you can't explain? How many? Within this revelation, my voice is getting better. Come on, Lord. Within this revelation, I'm going to give you 12 magnifications. And they all have the word share in that. And whatever the Lord is saying to the Savior, because I am in him and he is in me, the Lord is talking to me too. Whatever the Lord said to Mary about Jesus, he was talking to me. All right? Now, I want you to see this because this is so powerful. I want to back up and tell you something. Let's settle the argument about Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. We'll settle the argument. Because the argument is settled in the aspect that our job is to magnify Christ. Magnifying Christ now, take it out of the world hand. They can't put a substitute for that, because we're designed to magnify Christ. I want you to write these words down. So I'm talking about magnifying Christ. I'm not talking about Merry Christmas morning. I believe in Merry Christmas and I enjoy the season. But I want you to know, if you really want to get the emphasis out of what happened this morning, you need to always, not only this morning, but all your life, magnify Christ. Everybody say magnify Christ.
Magnify Christ.
That's what I'm talking about. So this day consists of celebration. Hallelujah. But it's also a day of elevation.
Amen.
I've been lifted from the miry clay and set my feet on a solid rock. So it's a day of elevation. So when I'm magnifying Christ, I'm not only celebrating, but I recognize it's a day of elevation in my life. Not only that, I want you to get this. It's a day of acceleration. My life's speed up because of this day. You follow me, young man? It's a day of acceleration. I can move with greater power because of this day. It's just not only a Merry Christmas, but it's an elevated time. Accelerating time. I got another word for you. It's a day when Mary said, my soul what? Magnify the Lord. This is a day of magnification. Other words, it's a day of you and I making him big as we can make it. He was like saying, George, I can't make it without Jesus. Jesus, the best thing that ever happened to me. My mouth, my heart, my life should aim every day to make Jesus bigger. It's a time of not just Merry Christmas. It's a time of magnifying the Lord. So we need to magnify him. It's a day of domination. We dominate because of Christ. It's a day of manifestation. It's a day of demonstration. It's a demonstration of the greatest invasion of heaven upon earth. Keep magnifying Christ every day of your life. Wave your hand at me. Keep magnifying. Make Christmas every day. So we have here a promise, a prophetic word, and a preceding word. Promise, prophetic word, and a preceding word. As we look at these various shares here, I want you to see this. Look with me in verse 30 again, the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, but I have found favor with God. Luke 1, 30. Yes, 31st verse. And behold, now watch, I want to emphasize this. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Yeah. Believing is one thing. Receiving is another thing. But conceiving. You were born again to be able to become impregnated with supernatural manifestation. As Mary conceived Christ, there are revelations, there are manifestations, there are miracles, signs, and wonders that you can conceive. Not only believe, not only receive, but conceive. Impregnated with success. Pregnant with victory. Pregnant with eternal life. Pregnant with the abundant life. Pregnant with health and healing. So the first shall here, identification mark that we can identify and magnify in Christ, that we have the ability to conceive and bring forth. Amen. Just like he was conceiving Mary's womb and she brought him forth. But the Holy Spirit said to me, tell my people that divine ability from me, God, by the presence of the Holy Spirit, we're going to see in a few moments, that you have to write every word that I speak to you. You have a right to conceive it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And get a manifestation from it, or something to happen that is not normal. This morning in ministering to you, you're supposed to become pregnant this morning. You're supposed to leave here carrying something. Amen. 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 So whenever you're studying the word, don't only just want to believe and receive it, but you want to conceive it. Conception has to take place. A birth take place. Once that happens, nobody can stop you. So the first thing I want you to see this morning, thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son. That's in verse 31, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now notice, let's go a little further. We're dealing with the word share. You're going to see it 12 times. I hope I can get to all 12 of them. 12 times. Shall mean it's a command. Shall is the will of God. I remember first studying share in Mark 11, 23. He said, very, very, I say to you, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that the whole thing which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. Shall, shall, shall. I found out that shall is the strongest word in the English dialect.
Yep.
But in studying for this morning, I found out that it is a command. And I'm driving, and the Lord says, my will too. And so it can't be stopped. So whatever you need, I got to go back to it now. Whatever you need in your life, when you see it in the word, you cannot be stopped. May conception take place here this morning. Whatever you're dealing with, wherever you're trying to get, whatever you're trying to accomplish, may conception take place this morning. You shall conceive and bring forth. You understand what I'm saying over here? Huh? All right. Now notice in his next verse. He shall be great. He shall be great. He has another identity. He has another identifying factor that is available to you. You should have a great life. What? What did he say? Don't accept grief. Reject it. I will not accept this. The Bible says in 1 John 4, 4, what it says? Great is he that's in you. Then the Bible says also in John's gospel, greater love have no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend.
That's right.
So life should be great.
Yes.
Because of Christ.
Yes, sir.
You cannot magnify Christ. Look out, my voice getting a little louder. You cannot magnify Christ and not have a great life. You hear what I said? See, your next attack, praise him. It drives the devil crazy. The next time things don't look like they're working out right, just say, hallelujah, thank God, glory to God. But everybody leave here with a great life. You receive it? Say, I receive a great life. I'm finally going to just write, go with my notes. I'm trying to read the scriptures to go with it. He shall be great and shall be called the son. I'm in verse 32 of the high. There's another shell. So it's 12 of them. I'm studying and meditating. The Lord said, can you see this? I've read these scriptures 100 at a time. He said, I said shall 12 times. I know you're counting. Go ahead and count. Your bad shell. You might not find that last one. And shall be called the son of the highest. Well, what John 1:12 say? What did he say? Should be called a son of the highest. We just read it, right? What John 1:12 say? But as many received him, to them give what? Become what?
Son of the
highest. I'm a son of the high. See? Then, but my sonship is not validated without Romans 8:14. As many as led by the Spirit. Because my sonship is in the Spirit. As many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In other words, they have son manifestation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a son of the highest. Whatever the scriptures say about Jesus, he's talking about me. I'm connected. How many of y'all connected with Jesus? Say magnify Christ three times.
Magnify Christ. Magnify Christ. Magnify Christ.
Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that every day of your life, not just on the 25th of December, every day of your life, you have every day of your life is Christmas. Magnify Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know this is not my first time being here. I've been preaching for 3 years. I've been here before. But I don't let him stop me. I feel a strange anointing. I'm thankful.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Y'all never thought I'd get sick at all, huh? The enemy attacked me. More than you.
Come on.
And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. Hebrews 4:16. Turn your Bible. Brought me hot water. What is this hot? Trying to keep it warm, Jim. Oh. No, it's all right. I'm a cold water man. Everything God gave to Jesus, he gave it to me. He got a throne. His throne and my throne is the same throne. So the Bible said, let us therefore come boldly, what? Let me move swiftly. And he shall what? Reign. I'm going to drink this or that. Go get me a shot of bourbon. I might do that. I haven't drank in 43 years. I just thought to wake you up a little bit till I get my... And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. Now, where that scripture at? In Romans 5, he talks about us reigning in light. Huh? Where that scripture at? I think it's Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17, put it up there. We should reign. We should be reigning in life. What happened? Y'all didn't hear him? Romans 5:17. That's what he said, right? What happened back there? It froze on him? Oh, they freeze sometime? Then you ain't nothing you can buy, don't freeze? God never freeze. That's why I don't want y'all to put all your confidence in that stuff. Keep a Bible with you. Now you got a Holy Ghost talking to you, you freeze it. Best it don't freeze. Read verse 17. Y'all help me. Ooh, underline that. Shall. I want you to start at shall. Shall what?
Shall reign.
Where?
Shall
reign. Christmas.
In life.
Every day.
What reign mean?
Rule. Yes, sir.
So as he said that Jesus should reign, it's to the church and to the believer that I've anointed you to reign.
Yes, sir.
I'm anointed to reign.
In
life.
By Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They have tried to give us a social gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They have tried to fit us in the system.
Yes, sir.
We don't fit in the system. We over the system.
Hallelujah.
We call things that be not as though they were. We the only one can say all things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. We the only one can say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The church. Zion. I'm almost through.
Come on.
We are peculiar people. We are raw. priesthood. Hallelujah.
Yes, we are. Yes,
we are.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
We may have our bad days.
Come on.
But we got our good days also. There are days I shout by myself.
Yes.
I get so happy because I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I really know what I'm celebrating. Reigning in life. Ruling. By divine substance. How many glad you're here this morning? See, in God, you function better in your insufficiency. He says, when I'm weak, then am I strong. When things look like they're not going right, find you a grace space where you can sit down in His grace and recognize the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Let me hurry. He says in verse 33, and of His kingdom there shall be no end. You see that? Where did he say the kingdom of God at? The kingdom of God is within me. At Luke, what is it? Luke 21? Huh? Christ's birth means that the kingdom of God is within me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Christ's birth means now I have the divine right to declare and decree that the kingdom of God is within me. So like, I don't know which one of those guys said that. I'm somebody in Christ. I don't have to get in white rage or black rage. I'm somebody in Christ. That's what you got to understand. But the kingdom of God is within me. I have contact, divine contact with God. Oh, hallelujah. Magnifying Christ. That's what the Lord says. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. But don't forget to magnify Christ. Don't forget if you fall, get up. Ask the Lord to forgive you and get back on your feet. Don't let the devil lie to you. It ain't over because you make a mistake. I don't want these little girls getting pregnant. It hurts me when they get pregnant out of marriage, but I still got to love them. I got to teach them how not to get pregnant again until you get a husband. We can't scorn them, we can't kick them. That ain't grace, that ain't love, that ain't mercy, that ain't Christ. Child make a mistake, don't throw them away. What kind of Christian you are?
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow.
You never made a mistake, right? Again, we're not giving them a license to do it. It's wrong. But yet we got to love them. I don't know who that's for, the Lord. He wanna get that out, you see. Now, notice, I got to find this voice for you because I want you to see it. Find the voice where she got to the point, she said, how shall this be? Verse 34. Seeing I know not a man. Maybe that's why I said that a few minutes ago. how should this be? Seeing I know not a man. And there's another shell. How should this be? Oh, your next tight spot look like it's not going to work out. Remember that there's no question he can't answer. How should it be? See, how should it be mean I can't handle this, Lord? I can't handle it. I know you can handle it. How should it be? Who dealing with a how should it be situation in here tonight? Out there all over the world by any who? What one of my partners dealing with how should this be? I don't know how this thing going to work out. It don't work out. You got the other shells to put on it. You shall reign. The kingdom of God shall dwell in you. You follow me? Who's sitting here today? Something hindering you. Hindering your life. And the words are coming out. How shall this be? How this going to come out? Always remember, you don't have to make it come out. He watches over his word to what? He said, my word will not return to me void, but it what? Accomplished and what? Prosper. Whereunto I send it? Wherever you send it, I'll make it work for you. The word is working right now. When I get through this message, I want to shout, I made it. And y'all so merciful on me this morning. Y'all so kind. I mean, I feel you pulling for me. You're waiting. Help him, Lord, help him. You're doing good, you're doing good. Watch what I'm about to say. Watch what I'm about to say. I know you're going to shout when I say it. Y'all are acting like a family up in here this morning. It's a beautiful spirit, isn't it? It's a beautiful spirit in you. I say it's a beautiful spirit in you. This is a way to look to Christmas because there's a word in here. Spelled L. O-V-E. Yeah. Sit down, I'm going to try to finish. Sit down, I'm going to try to finish. When she asked the question, how should it be? The angel answered with a message from God. He said, a Holy Ghost. Share. The Holy Ghost shall. Who gonna do this for me? Who gonna help me out of this hard spot?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. When the Holy Ghost come, all things are possible. Then he said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. May the power of the Most High overshadow every person under my voice right now. Every situation you're dealing with. Are you listening to me? I wonder how powerful is the shadow of the Most High. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Then he said, that holy thing what shall be born of thee shall be called, verse 35, the Son of God. Yes, shall number 12 is in verse 37. Yes, sir. Yes, the shell of all shells. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Whatever you may, you came here this morning to celebrate on this Christmas Eve, whatever you need is possible with the Lord. That's number 12. See, number 12, wrap it up. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let me talk to your situation. Let me talk to you where you are right now. I'm good to see you. Let me talk to you. There's something you're trying to accomplish now, and it don't seem like you had enough help. Number 12, shell. These words belong to you.
I receive them.
Thank you, Lord.
For nothing. There's nothing you can't have.
That's impossible.
There's nothing you can't do.
That's impossible.
Don't accept it. I see you magnifying Christ and conceiving your miracles. From this day forward, your life will be expanded by his name. Note, my child, Jesus' greatness is your greatness. Then remember, I have a right to go to that throne on my own. That throne is for me. Therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace. With a boldness, with a confidence. I can go to that throne.
Yes,
it's set up for me. I'm closing. Listen. Listen, listen. Hallelujah. You got blessed? Declare, because he reign, I shall reign also. And then I want it understood. There is an unstoppable kingdom on the inside of me. Tell two or three people that. Tell two. What'd you say? As a what? With all the lights, trees, and bells, we must stay in tune to praise, worship, and thanksgiving to God. Mary unfolds the secret of this divine celebration. The angels celebrated the birth of Jesus. The shepherd celebrated the voice of Jesus. Simeon, give us insight on this celebration. Anna, a holy woman and a proud warrior, celebrated the birth of Jesus. Why don't you stand on your feet and celebrate right now? Give him glory. Go ahead. Father, we celebrate and magnify the birth of Jesus. Come on, you do some praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's magnify Christ. Because he reigned, I reign. Because he lived, I live. Everything that is possible to Jesus is possible to me. In the name of Jesus, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. 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 I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Your voice stronger than mine. Hallelujah. Somebody help me give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 I look back there. I appreciate that young man. He's a tall young man. I said, somebody help me. He lift his hand. Giving God praise. I love you all so much. I labor night and day that I can carry out the assignment God sent you to this ministry. And my job is to feed you and lead you and live before you. I'm touched this morning by the presentation that y'all made. I'm thankful for the direction of our leader. She's leading y'all in praise and worship. I don't have to tell her nothing. She knows her job. My wife and I are thankful for her and her husband. Help us to carry out this commission. It's a beautiful presentation. My little grandchild. Bold as a lion. And then shine up your bumping this morning. I'm just thankful. You know, my family and I, we real tight. We'll go home and have dinner together. We do that every Sunday. I'm so thankful for that. You know, that's a mark to have you. Because sometimes people spread out all over the world. God just happened to let my children be surrounding Carolyn and I. And I'm so thankful. There anyone in here who about television and never accepted Christ, this is a good morning.